Okay, Rabbi, it's fine.
I found an herbal.
You don't do the tea thing.
I used to buy tea too. I just need a chance to get to the store.
Good evening, gentlemen. Shortly, we'll be continuing the Rambam Hilchos Yontif Perek Zayin Halacha Chof Aleph, Chapter 7, Law 21, in the Mosnayim Text 290 and 291. But we had to finish up. There was a couple halachas.
Yeah.
We did the hair cutting and shaving. We didn't do the laundering halachas. Mm-hmm. So we'll just spend 5 minutes doing the laundering halachas, and we'll continue.
I thought it all came out in the wash.
Yes.
No.
So we said that laundering, just like hair cutting, was permitted on Chol HaMoed by special rabbinic degree, because we didn't want to. Again, we want you to have everything ready for Yontif. And therefore, hand washing, machine washing, and dry cleaning are all prohibited on Chol HaMoed. Even if you laundered everything before Yontif, it still is prohibited in a general sense. Again, if a person wasn't able to wash his clothes before the Yontif, now it depends for what reason. If it was because of accident or illness, then you still can't launder, because people won't know about that. Remember, they're not going to know. If they're going to see you laundering, they're not going to know that what was going on over there. But in cases that where you are allowed to get the haircuts, where we get cases where you were in jail or things like that, so then washing in a secluded area would be permitted. Now, children's clothing, like those of all adults, should also be washed before Yontif. However, there's a leniency with children's clothing, because since children soil their clothing frequently, so it's likely that their reserve of clean clothes will become depleted during the Yontif, and therefore the rabbis permitted laundering on Chol HaMoed if the supply is not sufficient over Yontif, over Chol HaMoed. Now,
what if you don't have enough? Like you.
Hold on, just wait.
I'm finished.
Hang on. Okay. Now, so when washing by hand, which we don't do anymore, but some rabbis say that only those items you need for the kid's next change of clothing can be washed. Okay, as opposed to washing a whole bunch. But however, if you do it by, and then there's others who say differently, but that we don't, I don't think too many people nowadays are washing by hand anymore. But if your laundering is done by the machine, which most people are, then you can wash a full load of kids' clothing needed for the Yontif, so it's not one at a time. Now, there's a machlokas. If you're doing children's clothing, does it have to be done in private? Well, yeah, I mean, you're probably going to do it in home.
Very few people, washing machines are on the street.
The laundromat.
That would be the difference, doing it in a laundromat.
No, I mean, it's what I'm
you
saying.
Live in an apartment building, it might not be uncommon. Right? Not everybody lives in a house. We're spoiled.
I was going to tell one comment about, you know, item by item. In Israel, especially, the washing machines are so tiny that it's not unusual that can happen.
Item by item.
Yeah, let's say you have a few kids, 5-6 kids, and you change of clothes, be the whole load.
Now, here is the one that is the most common question that I get asked. Okay. It's okay, so now I'm washing a load of kids' clothing. Can I throw my adult shirt in?
Yeah.
Right? May not be added, because it's not a question of tircha. It's not a question of effort. It's a question of the decree.
Right.
And if you know that on Chol HaMoed you could whip in a few adult clothing, then you're not going to care to make sure that everything's ready. So that's why it still won't help.
Very energy efficient.
What about
the deal? Not very green,
Rabbi. Well, Rabbi says, wait, I'm not
finished. Have you finished yet?
Well, I'm finished. Well, another 2 pages, then you can ask all the questions you want. Now, since laundering any type of adult article, doesn't matter what it is, even underwear, is generally prohibited on Chol HaMoed, so you better make sure you have an adequate supply of clothing for the entire Yontif. Now, if the supply of a particular item does become depleted on Chol HaMoed, so usually, we'll see in a minute, usually the only recourse is to purchase whatever is needed for the Yontif. Go to the store.
That's preferable over washing.
Right? Now, if purchasing is difficult or unduly expensive, then you could have leniencies to wash, but then again, clearly only would be the next piece of clothing you need. Okay.
We'd rather you buy clothes publicly than wash privately.
Well, you can buy clothes. What's wrong with buying clothes?
The clothing industry.
Should you do that generally on Holomoid and buy new clothes?
But I don't. I don't know. People don't have enough clothes. You don't have 8 pair of underwear.
But I'm just saying, given those two.
I think it was Ron Zaltazade.
But there's no zero against buying.
There's no zero against going buying clothes.
Yeah.
Okay. Especially you need it for the yontif.
Right. Yeah.
The Jews have been there.
Again, once you're washing, then once you're going to wash garments, yep. then you're going to wash garments, and then you're going to leave them. You're not going to do them before yontif. You're going to have to go to the store and buy. You're going to make it your business to wash the clothes before yontif.
I guess that encourages people to wash before yontif.
Or be in the underwear business.
Again, if you don't have a lot of money and it's hard for you to buy clothing and you're not near a store, whatever, okay. So then, so you don't have anything, so wash your one garment that you need. I mean, you have to have something to wear, right? Okay, this I can skip. Now, what if you stain your suit on Chol HaMoed? Can you take it to the dry cleaners? The answer is no. However, spot cleaning the suit to remove the stain without cleaning the entire garment is allowed by many rabbis, provided you don't have a suitable change of clothing. Now, let's say the only suit you have is so you only have one suit, and you've already worn it for a couple of days. It was a 3-day yontif, and it's mamish, you can't wear it anymore. So this could be considered as a Dovr HaOvud situation, because it would be very embarrassing if you don't have any clothes to wear. And then, you know, maybe under those circumstances, if you beg really hard, the rabbi will give you a leniency to dry clean that garment.
Wow.
You know, because you don't have anything else.
You're private, you send what the...
But, well, you shouldn't take it to presidential dry cleaners right at Sobeys Plaza. The whole world should see you're taking it there. Go on Yonge Street, Clay. Go to a cleaner's on Yonge Street or somewhere like that would be better.
What if
the garment's been soiled with a hard to remove substance and will be permanently damaged if you don't immediately launder it or whatever? Then that's a dover of it, and you'd be allowed to do it. Now, ironing clothing that's already cleaned and been washed, that is allowed. You're allowed to iron clothing, but you can't make new folds because that already is a skilled job. Also, having your clothes pressed by a professional presser is not allowed. Same token, you cannot launder towels, linens, tablecloths, curtains on Chol HaMoed. Similarly, you can't shampoo the carpet on Chol HaMoed. Now, washing the floor and vacuuming the carpet are permitted because that's something that you have to do often. So there's not much of a choice there.
In other words, you couldn't do it before.
You do it before, but
it doesn't help.
Most kitchens in 2 days are dirty, or right. one day. So, many in one day is dirty.
One meal.
So it's like children's
especially
clothing.
Especially Chol HaMoed Pesach.
It's like children's clothing.
If your nanny doesn't ask and doesn't tell, is it okay?
What?
For what? He does your laundry. Comes in.
Oh, that's going to be the next halachas of Rambam.
Very nice.
Hang on. In about 4 halachas of Rambam, you'll get the answer to your question.
Wow.
And you won't be happy with the answer. Okay?
I thought that's where don't ask, don't tell came from.
That didn't come from the Rambam. Now, brushing a hat or a garment is permitted on Chol HaMoed. Yeah. Polishing shoes is permitted according to many authorities. However, if brushing the shoes, just brushing them and not polishing is enough to make it look respectable, or if you have another pair of clean clothes comparable to the ones available, then you should avoid it. So that is the deal with the washing of the clothes and all those other things. So did we leave anything out?
Not left out. I want to clarify. The ironing can be done, no problem.
That's what it says.
Yeah.
It's
so
permitted.
You could leave.
He says it's a maisa hedyet. It's not, because the clothes are already clean.
Right.
The clothes are clean already.
Just pressing.
Right? But again, you shouldn't leave it for Chol HaMoed. You shouldn't leave it for Chol HaMoed. You know.
You shouldn't do a
so
whole
in
bunch.
In what situation would you do that? Just if...
You wash a lot of clothes, and, you know, an Erev Yontif, and you're preparing, a lot of things are going on, and the nanny didn't put in the permanent press cycle, and they came out all crinkled up. And
you're pressed for time.
Yes, that's right. Good. And you don't have the time to press them. You gotta finish cooking for Yontif.
So that's just like, just didn't have the time.
Or let's say the shirt was nice and pressed, and it fell on the floor in the closet, and sat there for 2 days. Like that, and you found it, and you see it's all creased and all that, so then you have to fix that up. Okay.
Should you throw it in the dryer as well?
Why do you want to throw it in the
dryer? No, that would sometimes get, that gets the crinkles out as well.
I guess you could do it. If that would do that, I guess you could. But you're not washing. Anything's not washing the clothes. Yeah. You didn't leave it. You didn't wear negligent. Okay, moving on.
Chaf Aleph.
And I really should have done Chaf Aleph before this, but okay, fine. It's more cleaning halachas. Okay, the first section, the first line is not that relevant today. Hazavim v'hazavos v'hanidos v'hayoldos v'chol ha'olim mitum l'tahara b'soch ha'moed ha're'elu mutor l'chavis. There are different people who halachically, from the terms of tuma and tahara, need to wash their clothes to get them out of the state of tuma. Zav is a male who has a certain type of emission that makes him impure, and the same with a female, a woman who's a nida, or a woman who gave birth to a child, and anyone else who is wearing clothes in a tame state. Now you must wash those clothes to take them out of the tame state. That and this all happened on Chol HaMoed. You're getting out of the tame state on Chol HaMoed. Then you may wash them because you couldn't wash them before anyway because you're wearing them on Chol HaMoed in a tame state. Here's the halacha. What if you only have one shirt? And it's all, yeah, this is not a joke. You know, yeshiva bachram in Europe was not uncommon. They had one shirt and lekavod Shabbos, what did they do?
They washed it.
Or they turned the shirt inside out.
But every night you would go home and wash your
shirt. Sometimes they had different colors or something.
Okay. So anyway, you only have one shirt. Harezim achab sumoid. You can wash on Chol HaMoed, but it's the one shirt. Mit pechos hayadayim. Hand towels. Umit pechos has, now here's the different two gears is here. Hasforim or hasaparim. If it's sifarim, it seems some kind of towels that would cover over, sifrei kodesh, holy books, like a mantle. But there's also saparim, means a barber's towel.
Yeah, that's the
so there's two of these. Umit pechos hasfog and bathing towels. Hare elu mutarim l'chavis b'moid. You can wash them on Chol HaMoed. I guess the assumption is because they get dirty very quickly, and even if you prepare before Yontif, you know, let's say you have hand towels. If you don't have so many hand towels, you can get them dirty. You know, for example, I don't know about in your house, when you have a lot of guests at Yontif, you have those special hand towels to wash.
Yeah.
After they close your dining.
Yeah, it's finished.
Right? So what happens by the third day of Yontif Shabbos? You know, that's finished. So then you could wash what you would need, then that you could put into washing machines. That's what he's saying.
Certain
things that you can't prepare enough of. That's the concept. A normal person, it depends on what your wardrobe is. So I always have enough shirts to wear for home. But then again,
there are some
people who have to change a shirt twice a day. Other people don't have to change a shirt maybe once every 3 days, and they're just as hygienic. They don't smell so much, you know. They don't sweat. You know, it's a halakha. You have to change your shirt every day. The shirt's clean and everything's fine. You can wear a shirt for 2 days. So you're ready to cut down the need of shirts in half. Guy's a big schwitzer. He may wear two shirts on Yom Tov, right? More. So.
Especially if he shows off,
right?
Again, if you're in Israel.
Very hot.
Especially
if you're going. That's why Yom Tov in Israel is not in the summer.
No, but this last Yom, like Sukkot time,
it was hot.
Very hot. 34 degrees.
Yeah, 34, 35. Yeah, but Dr. Shlom told me it was very hot.
It was very hot before
it's
in August.
Right now, it's like over 30 degrees.
Yes, Sam.
45
in August.
Yeah. No, but I'm saying.
I understand. So if you sweat it all out, you don't have any clothes, you know, so that. Then you have to wash. Now I don't know. I mean, you could say let's say you prepared 8 shirts before Yom Tov and you're sweating so much and now you got no shirts left and it's 3 days left to Yom Tov. You know, would you say you should wash every day your shirt, or would you say put three shirts in the washing machine? Because it's a lot easier to put in the washing machine.
Yeah, that's detracting less
hand.
From the. That's wasting.
And also, you're only wasting. Doing once the, so to speak.
So I would say if you've prepared all
you're
your
prepared
clothes
properly,
right? Everything's been prepared, and you know we live in a sweaty world, and so let's say the husband's short 3 shirts, the wife's short 3 shirts, the kids are short 2 shirts.
Need underwear.
So everyone's going to wash one. One shirt at a time.
You kidding
me? It's not going to even help you for the last 2 days of Yom Tov.
And doesn't that detract from the enjoyment of
So I would say I don't know what else. You know, it's not like in Eretz Yisrael, it's only one day Yom Tov. on the back end. It's one day yontif, so you wash your shirt before yontif. So you got it for one day.
You
took an eitzah, but
yeti with 3 days. Shabbos following.
2 days yontif and Shabbos. How are you going to make it? Yeah. So I would say that would be a place to be lenient. Anyway, let's come back. The chayin clay pishtan and also flax linen clothing. You can wash them on a chol moed. Why? They need constant washing. Even if you wash them on erev yontif, it would be okay.
Do we have
here's the thing that that people don't like. Let's say you have enough clothes, but what you don't want is on the day after yontif to have to wash 95 loads of laundry.
Wow,
there's
luck.
No leniency.
Tough luck.
Right, that's the problem. I don't know if it's so much a problem. You don't have clothes for chol moed. But, you know,
you have the time.
In my house, like every day we do 3 loads. Okay, every day we do 3 loads. Can you imagine how much a yontif if you're doing 25 loads? You know, it's like where do you even put the clothes? It's like, where do you put the dirty clothes? It's like...
You need a separate room.
So that's not a reason to allow you to wash the clothes. So you have, that's why you have chol moed. You don't go to work on chol moed. You have to do laundry the whole day. But there have to be no leniency for that point. Okay, let's continue.
Do we have linen cloaks today?
I don't think so. I don't.
We have linen articles. We have linen tablecloths. Some people have linen.
Linen pants you can find. Linen shirt.
Sure. Okay. Linen jacket. Some people have.
Okay,
linen
moving on to a new set of halachas.
Linen pants.
That's going to take us to the next two halachas. Is can you do certain business on chol moed? Okay. Because business is different than malacha. What do you mean? Malacha, let's say you're a blacksmith. Okay, you're not supposed to go to the blacksmith shop on chol moed unless there's certain leniencies. You don't have food during this. Business, per se, there's no malacha in business. Buying and selling is not really one of the 39 prohibited activities. You know, you're giving the guy cash, he's giving you an item.
But it's only because he could write it down. The only concern was you might
write
it down.
Yeah, but I'm saying, so what about doing business on chol moed?
Emails, not even writing.
So, ein osin schar b'moed, bein limkor bein liknos. In a general sense, we're going to give a lot of exceptions. General sense, you don't engage in business on chol moed, regardless if it's buying or selling. And the reason is, it uses a lot of your time. It's exhausting and it takes away from the spirit of chol moed.
So that's not when you go and buy new clothes?
That's not like, we'll see. We'll see if you need them. We'll see. There's going to be leniencies.
Right.
We gave a general rule.
Howard
buys and sells, right? Is that the nature of your job? So generally speaking, unless there's reasons that we've already mentioned, you can't go, and buy, things from a big distributor, whatever, and then you can't turn around and sell it to a smaller store. Right, that is what you can't do, even though there's no malachas, because there's a lot of tirchas, a lot of preoccupation.
Nowadays, a couple of keystrokes on your computer, they send a purchase order, and you can be buying $1 million in 2 seconds.
Yeah, but if you're doing that all day long, it's going to be preoccupied with that. So we can buy one thing very quickly, but therefore we have to buy 5,000 transactions during the day.
But then you
have
to sell
busy
it.
Anyway. You got to sell it. You are busy during the day, Howard, right?
I just sit with my feet up on the desk most days and do nothing.
Oh yeah.
Anyway, now come the exceptions. If it's something that would cause great financial loss, that you wouldn't find after the answer. Now here is one of the rare exceptions that we haven't discussed yet. Keep going. For example, Svinos o Shayoros. A boat comes in from the Orient, right? And it's a one-day chance to get incredible bargains, like things that are, once in a blue moon. It's not like every couple weeks the boat's coming in. This one's coming in. You don't get this. You don't get. You're the middleman. You can buy things really cheap
on sale.
Oh, shayaros are a caravan that's coming by, right? That's not like every week a caravan comes. Like it's very rare. Shabbat that came. Oh, shehem avakshin lotzeis. Or let's say they want to leave. They want to sell everything very cheap. Mm-hmm. And you mamish can make incredible profits, right? Now, this is not like we talked about earlier in this section, where, let's say, to do certain work, you're only allowed to do it if it's a davar ha'avad, let's say, to fix a leaky roof. You don't fix a leaky roof, you don't fix things that are broken, unless that will cause you a great financial loss, right? That would cause, right? But we said, you know, future profits. We said, you know, when you're going into to your business to drum up new business, we generally don't do that because that's part of the normal working. But here it's an unusual circumstance where it's like, mom, it's just once a year and it's unbelievable. You're going to make so much profit of this. You can imagine if the guy loses that opportunity, he's going to be so upset the whole yontish.
He won't trade show, basically.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know the rules. Are there not lots of trade shows? Is it really an unusual bargain or that's part of doing business?
If you're in a certain industry, like you go to this trade show once a year or this trade show twice a year, and those are the main events of your profession.
And you buy things cheap then?
Yeah. So it's like the fair at Leipzig, is that what you're saying?
It's like the Canton Fair or, you
know, okay, so if that's the only ones you can go to and there's no other fairs to go to during the year, then that would be allowed if it would be on Chol Hamoed. Okay, so that's that. Now, wait one second.
It never occurred to me the caravan on the last day.
Olachubayoker.
Okay, again. So these guys want to leave and sell it to Olachubayoker, or they're willing to buy it.
Expensive.
And you have a lot to sell. And these guys say, I got to buy it for a lot of money. Harei said, Mutar Liknos Olimkor, you can buy and sell under those circumstances. All right, that's good enough. Remy?
The ain't lochim button.
But even though you can do those things, but you can't buy a house, valvadim or servants or behemoths, because that is very well known and
It's
public knowledge.
Public knowledge. It becomes a big thing, and that becomes a denigration of the yontif. Other things don't have to be so public, but these, you buy property, you buy servants, you buy animals, that becomes much of a...
Only if you need it for moed.
But when can you do it? El tzarech moed. If you need a cow for yontif, you need a servant for yontif, if you need a house for yontif, then you could buy it. But stamos, even though that's business, you don't do that kind of business on Chol Hamoed.
So the previous things that the ships and caravans were selling, you don't have to need those for yontif to buy them.
That's correct. That's correct. That's correct.
So
that, and it's not necessarily so well publicized. You know, the businessman knows what he's doing, but it's not the common people are know about that. Similarly, Chav Gimel. What if you were on Chol Hamoed? Chol Hamoed. Chol Hamoed. Now, what about Mochrei Peiros? People selling fruits, ksus, clothing, kalim, utensils, and Mochrim Betzini can sell them privately. Letzorech Moed if it's needed for Yontif, for Chol Hamoed. People need clothing. They need. This one you can go to the store. You have to go to the store. You have to buy a pot. The pot broke on yontif. You have to buy a new pot. You need a new suit. The suit got wrecked up on yontif. So, but it has to be done discreetly because these are because it's hard to tell if you need it bedafka for Chol Hamoed.
So you can't just go.
Ketzad, for example, in Haisa Hachanas Psucha Lizavis Olamavid. Let's say the door was only open to an alleyway or a corner. So therefore, most people won't notice the doors open anyway. Poseh Kedark, you can open the store like normal. But in Haisa Psucha Shadrach, what if the front door of the store is open to the Bathur Street? Then Poseh Achas, you can open one of the front doors. Vinol Achas, and close another one. That demonstrates, symbolically showing, that, you know, I'm really only doing it because it's Yontif. Normally, you keep both doors wide open. But if you keep one...
Chol Hamoed, not Yontif.
Chol Hamoed. You're doing it... I'm calling Yontif means in honor of the Yontif, the whole Moed. Right? Now, and what else can you do? Erev Yontif, Achman Shel Chag HaSukkos, but the last day of Chol Hamoed Sukkos, which precedes Shmini Atzeres, and every... Yes, and everybody knows you need stuff for Hashanah Rabbah, then you can make a big fanfare. Motzi, Ma'atzes, Ashuk, Beferes, you can go out and you can decorate the marketplace with fruits, Bishul Kavad Yontif, and Erev Yontif, because everyone knows you gotta buy stuff for Yontif. Now, what else though? One more halacha. Mochrei Tzfon, people who sell spices, Merch and Kedark and Faras, you can sell them normally in a public way. Why? Well, it gets these spices, I guess, in the Rambam's times, because everybody knows they don't last very long. I don't know, our spices last very long. I guess the Rambam spices didn't last very long.
Well, they were all fresh and ground and...
So, and I guess they were Sephardim, it has to be mamish, be fresh.
It's got to be spicy. They can't have like us, it could be no...
So therefore, since everyone knows it's only can be used for a day, so you know you're buying it for Chol Hamoed. Now we come to Howard's question.
Can I ask another question before that? What if your wife wants to just go shopping on Chol Hamoed for Simcha? Go to Yorkdale.
You know, if it gives her pleasure, by all means, go and do it.
There you go.
But you're in a public place and she's shopping.
Well, you said it like this. You have to buy it there for you. It has to be for you.
If she just wants to buy a dress or a purse or whatever.
It has to be friyantif. So just make that one condition. Yeah. Okay, you want to buy it, so you're going to wear it.
Yeah.
That's what happens it. If you don't?
Okay, then it really shouldn't be doing that. It's not tzarech yontif. And
what if she just wants to go window shopping because she likes to go walk in York?
So let her window shop. It's not buying.
It's
not
purchasing. It's cheaper.
It's not buying. You know, I understand, you know, like, there's a fine line here because some women, they just like to buy clothes. And of course they don't need it.
Even if they return them.
Got a whole closet full of clothes.
They may just return them all out,
right?
Too.
But yeah. Right?
Like
so, but you know,
we need women.
I know.
You need women.
You need women.
We don't need
I got daughters like that. I got wives
like
that.
It's like, listen, listen. You can go to,
it was a plural in the
you can go to a, you can go to take your kids bowling on Homoid, right?
Yes.
But what are you doing bowling? You're just throwing a ball. But it makes them happy.
100%.
So for what a child does for bowling, for some wives, they buy clothes. It gives them just to buy. It's. I think nowadays, this never existed. I don't know, like 200-300 years ago.
We created this, Rabbi.
What?
It had to have existed.
But to buy, just to buy?
They call it retail.
In the olden days, they probably needed it. It was more because they needed it.
Now it's retail therapy.
But now it's your pleasure. Instead of going bowling, you say, well, okay, let's go bowling. So what do I want to go bowling for? I want to buy something. But you don't need any clothes. I don't need any clothes, but I like to buy. Right? So, you know, already becomes, you could almost call it a tzorech moed for certain women. You have to know what kind of wife you have. It would be a very personalized shaila. If you had a very spiritual wife, I wouldn't be so lenient. If you didn't have a very spiritual wife, and you're trying to enjoy Chol HaMoed, then there'd be a reason to be lenient under those circumstances.
She would have a spiritual wife where that's her
one downfall.
Yeah.
Yeah, it's possible.
Rabbi, be lenient.
So, no, I want
to... Ron, it depends what the donation is this year. It depends how lenient it is.
The big donation. Okay, Howard, here's the love that you're waiting for. $1.
Buy your opinions.
Kol she'asur la'asus b'moed. Whatever you can't do, Howard, on Chol HaMoed... Ain't all of the nachilas also. You can't tell the non-Jew to
like
do
Shabbos.
It either.
Like
if you can't wash the clothes at Chol HaMoed, you can't ask the nanny. V'chol she'asur la'asos b'moed, and whatever you can't do on Chol HaMoed. But imein lo mayoch, but you don't have anything to eat either. You can't be a blacksmith on Chol HaMoed, but if you don't be a blacksmith, you will starve. Then hareza osik de parnas. You can do enough work to make enough parnas to be able to eat and have food for Chol HaMoed.
Why don't you, if you don't tell her to do anything,
it's
but
the
she comes,
same
does
thing. Howard, it's the same thing. V'chein osa schorek de parnasa. Also, you do business enough to make parnasa. Even though you normally wouldn't make business, but you need, if you don't make any business, you don't eat it today. Umutu la'asher liskor poil ani shein l'mayocha l'asmocha she asur b'moed. A rich man is allowed to hire a poor Jewish worker who doesn't have any food to eat to do work, even though it's prohibited work. Why? So the guy can get wages to make a living. In other words, instead of giving, why don't you give him stuck up? But that's a higher level to give him a job.
And you let him work for
it. Even though it's a job that normally be awesome, but you're doing it so you can have parnos, so that's allowed.
So what do you mean, like to launder your clothing?
Yeah.
Theoretically.
No.
What is it referring to? What kind of
like going to work is that, sir?
Other jobs, let's say repair, paint the room for me.
Which would normally be
awesome. It's also, you can't paint the room in your house. But the guy's got nothing, no partners. I gotta
fix the chairs. I have a whole bunch of chairs that are broken.
Think of a job to give him so you can pay him for it. That's the whole point.
Yeah.
You can buy things that are not necessary for yontif. And make tzorech hamocha for the needs of the buyer.
The seller, I guess. The seller, rather.
Shein l'mashiach, there's nothing to buy. You have rachmonis on the guy. The guy's got a store. He doesn't make any sales. He ain't eating today. So you know what? Okay, I really don't need this till next week, but I'll buy it today, so I'll have what to eat today. And
so there's a reason they can all buy dresses.
What about?
We're
going
to stop here.
We
have one more to go.
I don't know if Ron has anything to eat.
Then she told her you can only do the clothing.